Right, so Thomas, you're going to show me your favourite toys today, weren't you?
I love
the
letters and mummy.
You love what, sorry?
I love mummy and letters.
He loves mummy and letters. Mummy and letters. They're lovely toys, aren't they, Jean?
We have them.
Yes, I'm a good toy.
Yes, you're a toy.
Sam is the hero next door.
What is
the band? Well, we do play with the postbox an awful lot, don't we? Shall we show you
where's the postbox?
This is our makeshift postbox, isn't it?
That's your postbox.
Post letters in there. And then the postman comes along with his mail sack, empties the postbox and delivers all the letters.
Is your mum a postman as well?
Yes.
And you're a postman too?
You'll be a postman.
All right, I'll be a postman. Shall I be postman Pat?
Yes, of course you will.
What's postman Pat's hat?
Called Jess.
Jess, that's it, yes. And who else?
Look, postman Pat's coming.
Oh.
I'm in postman hat.
Actually, Purdy bought you that for your birthday, didn't she? Right? So, fill your eyes. Look up. There you are. I'm going to show your name there.
Oh, Postman Pat. Hello. Where's Jess, Postman Pat?
She's in bed. I'll go and get her.
Jess is... You've got a Jess?
Yes.
Who else is in Postman Pat, Thomas?
Mrs. Goggins.
Mrs. Goggins, yes. And who's Mrs. Goggins?
A post office lady.
I can see your eyes.
Hello, Postman Pat.
Hello!
You're a very handsome Postman Pat.
Yes, I am.
So what's your mum got there, Thomas?
She's got my book.
There we are, we've got Jess. It's a bit dusty.
Jess?
Postman Pat.
Look!
Oh. And we've got some new book, haven't we? We've got lots of Postman Pat books, but that's a new one.
Oh, that's lovely.
That's special for you.
Is it specially for me? Is it special for me or especially for me?
For special for me. And a rubber band.
Oh, and a rubber band. Wow.
She can get it.
You want me to put it on?
I don't think it fits on my head, actually, Thomas. It's too heavy. No, it doesn't look actually fit.
That's okay, Jean.
But that's fine, isn't it?
You can be Postman Patricia.
Yes. You've got an Auntie Patricia, haven't you, Auntie Patty?
I'll be Postman Pat now.
Right, okay, you be Postman Pat.
And what does Postman Pat do, Thomas?
Flip toys letterbox.
Oh, do you want to show me?
We're going.
All right, take the key and you open the door, don't you?
And where are all these letters going to, Thomas?
It's going to the post. Is going in the post wagon.
Going in the post wagon. Oh, we have a post lorry as well, don't we?
Should
I get that? And a newspaper on last wheels.
Really?
Yes.
And then where do the letters go?
In a big lorry.
In a big lorry. And where does the lorry take them?
Post lorry.
They go to the sorting office, don't they?
Sorting office.
That's right, the sorting office. And then where do they go? They get sorted and they get taken to?
On the post train.
On the post train, is
on the
it?
On the mail train. The mail train, that's right.
The mail train. And then finally they get sent to people's houses, don't they?
Yeah. What's our postman called?
Called Postman Ray.
No, Ray's left now. Ray's left and gone somewhere else. What's the new postman called?
Tony,
that's Tony. Oh. Is he nice, Tony?
Yes.
Did you say hello to him in the morning?
Yes, put a wave.
He doesn't wave, actually, not quite like Ray, is he? No. He's got bad feet, Tony, actually, hasn't he? He's a
huge walk. He's got bad feet.
It's a little unfortunate for a postman, but still.
How do you know he's got bad feet, Thomas?
He can barely walk. He hobbles around.
Oh, is your mum the post lorry? Is that what you're doing?
Yes, I'm the sorting office.
You're the sorting office.
Mum sorts everything out, doesn't she?
Look, Postman Pat's wearing a mail on his back. on his head.
Yes.
A Is that your new hat, Postman Pat?
No, usually my mail sack.
Usually?
Your mail sack.
And what is it today? A hat?
It's a mail sack. It's mail mayor day.
Very good. Where did you get that mailbox from? How come it's got your mum's name on it?
Because when Mummy was a student many, many, many years ago, that used to be my laundry bag, didn't it?
That's your laundry bag?
Somebody gave it to me as a present. And when we were clearing out the loft, well, we weren't actually clearing it out, we were putting more rubbish in, weren't we? We came across it. And it makes a jolly good post sack for you, doesn't it?
Yes.
It
certainly does.
Postman Pat has put his sack on the road.
Has he? Why has he put his sack on the road?
Because... It just, no, I can't get on it. Look, it's walking on me.
Yes, why has he put it on the road, Thomas?
Because it's just laying on his letterbox.
Because he's doing what to his letterbox?
Laying on a letter, you see.
Laying on the letter, so I say, right. Thomas, could I please, sorry, Postman Pat, could I please buy a book of stamps?
You'll need some letters. I've not got any stamps.
Oh, I thought they could, I could see a book of stamps there. I thought perhaps you sold stamps.
See what?
Oh, right, I'll have those instead.
I'll put them in there.
Oh, right, okay.
Thomas, is there any letters for me?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
What's Janine's name? What's your family name, Janine?
Go.
Go.
Go. It's a Chinese name.
Right.
My dad's Chinese.
Okay. You have to look for letters with that name on, Thomas. Go and ask Janine what her name is and then look for some letters with that name. And ask her address. I mean, that's even more important. The address, isn't it? Where do you live, Thomas?
41 Sailing Drive.
Very good.
Wow. You can even say it with a post lorry in your mouth.
Yes. Do you know the postcode?
Yes.
What's the postcode?
41 Sailing Drive. SK4 321
No,
3 2 A postman's head in
the
postbox.
Oh,
right.
Are you stuck, Postman Pat?
No, I'm just actually checking.
Just actually checking. Yes. What's you checking?
It's postbox. Right. Mind your head.
Mind your head.
How's this?
That's lovely. Are they all for me?
I'll put them in the mail sack.
Right, in the mail sack first, haven't you?
Yes. And there's a mum's sorting office machine.
Your mum's
they've got to go to the sorting office machine, haven't they? Yes. They've got to go. We've seen it on the television, haven't we, where all the letters... The postman comes and empties the postbox and puts the sack in his van. And then he drives them to the sorting office and they go through a big conveyor belt, don't they? A machine which reads the postcodes. And they're sorted into other bags and then they go on the mail train.
Yes.
To another sorting office.
Yes.
Or a post office, I think it is. And then Postman Pat collects them from the post office. Who works in the post office in Postman Pat?
Mrs. Goggins.
Mrs. Goggins, yes.
What does Mrs. Goggins do then? Is she in the sorting office, Thomas?
Yes.
She's in the post office, isn't she?
Post office.
And in the morning, Postman Pat goes to the post office and collects the sacks from Mrs. Goggins, puts them in his van, and then him and Jess go round the village delivering. You know the song, don't you?
Can you sing it?
Well, I don't want to sing it. You sing it.
Oh, God.
Thomas, please sing it for me.
Shall we sing it together?
No, it's Postman Pat. It just put his mail sack on the city. Then his brother's just round his neck.
Is that what Postman Pat does?
Yes.
he puts Jess round his neck?
Yes.
Like a scarf?
Yes.
Really? I bet Jess makes a lovely scarf.
What does Jess say?
Yeah.
Does Jess go brr brr as well? Brr brr like that?
Yes.
Jess makes that sound.
Oh, prrr, like that.
What are you, Jessie?
Hi, Jessie.
Some letters for you.
Letters for me? Brilliant. Let me have a look. Just checking, Doris.
Thank you, Postman Pat.
Thank you. How are you today, Postman Pat?
I'm fine.
How's Jess?
It's just sitting on my knee.
And how's Mrs. Goggins? Is she okay?
Yes.
Jess is sitting on Mummy's knee for a while, isn't she?
Yes. Postman Pat, he's got a hole in his shirt, and the Postman Pat buddies, miss that one on his shirt.
Wow, that's very clever, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely, Thomas.
There's a new case.
Oh, her tail, sorry.
Can we post Jess to me?
Look. Postman Pat, can I say hello to Jess?
It's a secret.
It's a secret?
I'm putting her in the city.
Are you? Okay, I don't know if it's a secret then, do I? Those trousers are very big actually, don't
they? They're lovely, aren't
they? Your birthday trousers.
Did you buy them?
No, it was a friend. I've not tried the one I saw today. That one.
Goodbye.
Oh,
goodbye.
Bye, Postman Pat.
Are you posting yourself, Postman Pat?
No. Of course not.
Of course not. It looks like you are. It looks like you're actually going in the mail sack.
Oh.
Oh, well, Jean, Postman Pat's gone now.
Yes.
Have to wait for another day for Postman
Pat. I'm on Postman Pat and a red suit.
He's got a red suit, has he?
Anybody can't see him, face or nose.
No, because his face or lips. No. Thinking about it, postmen do wear shorts now in the summer, don't they?
I bet they do. Postmen ride bicycles as well, don't they?
No, it's red. They vans and post lorries.
Does your postman ride a bicycle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, ours doesn't, Thomas. He just walks, doesn't he?
He just walks.
But we have seen them riding bicycles and driving vans and driving post lorries. This is our post van.
This one.
Where do you put the letters then?
In the post van.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes. This is either a bicycle, a fire engine, a truck, a digger, or a post lorry, isn't it?
Will you deliver these to your mummy, please?
Okay.
Look. Good morning, Postman Pat.
Postman Pat put his horn. It's go whoop whoop.
Does he? He's pressing his horn. It's saying whoop whoop.
No, train go whoop whoop. It's train and go beep beep.
Are you a train man or a postman?
A train man.
A train man, though.
Living all letters.
Oh.
And parcels.
Right. Thank you. Oh, lovely.
What's your name, Trayman?
I thought you were a postman, Thomas.
What's your name?
What's your name?
I'm called Gordon.
You're called Gordon, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Gordon who? Oh, right. I see. Oh, look, this one says Jean, happy birthday. That must be from last year.
When's your birthday, Jean?
It's not from May.
Well, my birthday.
Well, yours was the 3rd of April, Grandad's birthday. See, when's Grandad's birthday?
In June.
No, it's in May. It's the 1st of May. Grandad's is the 1st and Mummy's is the 10th.
A postman. A trainman hopping from the leg.
Is that Gordon hopping?
Leg?
Yeah. Look.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Gordon, you're very good at hopping, aren't you?
Yes, I am. A train man put his horn on the show. Boop, boop. Say, boop, boop. The snow went whoosh.
The snow went whoosh?
No, steam went whoosh.
Oh, steam, I think. Meant the snow, the steam, yes. You're a steam train driver, are you now?
The bus and there's some fire in the tank.
What's on fire?
No, he put some fire in the tank.
He's put some fire in the tank. You mean he stoked at the fire on the train?
Yes.
Right, so you're possibly a fireman now, are you?
And went whoosh!
Did he?
It's fireman delivering letters.
The fireman's delivering letters? Oh, Thomas Henry.
No, fireman's Sam.
You're fireman Sam now, are you?
Fireman's I was going to say, is there a cartoon?
It's fireman Colwyn. Beeper, beeper!
Oh, yes, we know what firemen do. Firemen do.
Do you like Fireman Sam?
Yes. In the fence, Sam put his trailer down.
Does Fireman Sam have a trailer?
No.
Oh, so you're possibly a farmer now, are you, on a tractor?
No, of course I'm not. I'm a fireman. Fireman Sam jumped. Then he goes
over. There's a check under his engine, isn't it?
Let's see some feet, Mummy.
Pardon?
Let's see some
feet. I can see some feet, yes, I can feel your feet. I've actually just looked at my shoes and realised how dirty they are. And your shoes are dirty as well, because we've been out, haven't we? Before you go out this afternoon, we need to polish those shoes. You need to help?
Yeah.
Are you?
Mm.
Wow.
I'm a pilot.
You're a pilot?
Yeah. And I'm good.
And what does a pilot do? Or what are you doing as a pilot?
I go from
pilot
to pilot.
Oh, gosh.
Wow. You need to have wings as well, don't you?
Wings.
Where are you flying to, Thomas?
I'm a train man now.
A train man, right.
Wow. Going to Blackpool North.
Oh, he's going to Blackpool North.
Yeah. You're going to Blackpool now.
Yeah. We went to the station, didn't we?
On Have you been?
Friday. And we saw there were lots of trains. And some of them stopped at the station, didn't they? The local train stopped at the station.
Lots of ones.
But the other ones that were going a longer distance whooshed past, and some of them were so fast we couldn't see where they were going. But we did see one that said Blackpool North.
Blackpool North!
Have you been to Blackpool, Thomas?
No, yes.
Yes,
you have. Have you? What did you do in Blackpool?
Swim around like a fish.
She swam around like a fish.
Did
she? You've not actually been to the seaside at Blackpool. Grandma and Grandad live quite near Blackpool, don't they?
Can you swim, Thomas?
You'll get it off.
Oh, you put a sticker on, didn't you? Yes, you do go swimming, don't you?
Do you like swimming?
Yes.
Are you good? I bet you can swim like a fish, can you?
Yes. Oh, I'm going to go like that.
Is that what you do? You swim in a circle, like, wow, Thomas, on your back.
Look at headstand.
A headstand? You don't know that.
Are you like an acrobat in the swimming pool? Is that what you're like?
Yeah. You get head water all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah, you do get water all over the place. Yes, you're quite right.
Oh, down the stairs.
Oh, no, that's when you splash around in the bath. I tell you, you're not in the swimming baths. We keep telling you, if you flood the bathroom, the water will come all downstairs, won't it? And Daddy will be sitting where Janine's sitting now, reading his newspaper. He'll get wet, won't he?
Newspaper went snap!
What went snap?
That newspaper.
Oh.
And Daddy had nothing to read.
He wouldn't have anything to read, would he? No, not if the newspaper got wet.
No.
Thomas, here's your sticker.
Yeah. You're going to tell Janine about your fish?
It's called Auntie Frank's.
Where's your fish?
And Daddy's tank.
And David's tank. Uncle David keeps tropical fish.
Oh, the fish are not here. Yeah. I've heard about this. Auntie Frank and what's the other fish called?
Auntie Frank. They're both called Auntie
Frank. They're both?
We don't know why. But, oh, Thomas.
Is there a black?
It's a plaster, is it? Oh, right, okay, I've got a plaster now. Are you a doctor?
Yes, I am.
Oh, right, she's a doctor.
Okay. Your mummy hurt herself on the chin.
Yeah. Oh, a doctor got a bicycle too.
Oh, has the doctor got a bicycle as well?
Is there any doctors in any cartoons you know?
There's the doctor in Postman Pat. Is it Postman Pat? What's the doctor called?
No.
Perhaps it's not Postman Pat. This.
I can't think of any.
No, it's Thomas. Come here, please.
Oh.
I'm sure it's Postman Pat with the doctor. Let's have a look in here. What's the doctor called in Postman Pat? Doctor.
Hello?
Dr. Gilbertson. Dr.
Gilbertson.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. My tape recorder.
Oh, your tape recorder is upstairs.
Look at it. What do you want?
No, we can't play the tape recorder.
Don't play that. I need to play with him. You're boring.
Oh, no, it's quite right. When Thomas is playing, being a doctor, there's the microphone on the tape recorder. He uses some sort of medical equipment.
Oh, right. I see.
So this is why he wants the tape recorder. No, it's upstairs, Jenna. We'll leave it there.
I can listen to the
one. You can pretend that's one, yes. Oh, yes. All right.
Take it over a minute. I put it on there. Now, just in it. That's hurt.
Does it hurt?
I know it's amazing. Okay.
You know it's hurting?
Yes.
Oh,
thank you. It's very kind.
Doctor, have you made your mummy better?
No, not yet.
Not quite yet?
No.
What else have you got to do?
I've not got enough.
You could always give her a kiss.
Oh, has that made your mummy better? I think it has, don't you?
Not yet.
What's your doctor called?
Dr. Harrison.
What's your granddad's doctor called?
Dr. Rhodes.
Is Dr. Harrison nice? Does he make you better?
Yes.
What's Purdy's doctor called?
It's called the vets.
The vets? That's right.
Everybody wants to play football!
Oh. Not really, Thomas, no. Oh, Mummy's too poorly. I was poorly chin.
Are you good at football, Thomas?
Yes.
Janine can't play football because she's still waiting for some letters.
Yeah, I can.
You can now. You can.
Is your mum good at football?
Yes!
Is she?
Yes.
Really? Is she as good as you?
Yes.
You be careful you don't...
Well, we don't throw it inside.
In the summer, I'll give you a game of football in the garden.
Yeah. Yes.
Would you like that?
Yes.
I'm very good at football, though, Thomas.
Indeed. Yeah.
Right, throw it to me, then I'll look after it. We were telling Janine about Auntie Frank's, weren't we? So David bought two fish. It was supposed to be just one. But when you got to the shop, you had two, didn't you?
Mm.
Do you like Auntie Frank's?
Yes.
What colour are they?
Orange.
Really? Both of them orange?
Like orange juice.
One has a red tail, doesn't he?
Yes.
How big are they, Thomas? Show me with your hands.
Purple and blue.
Purple and blue.
That's big.
Look at this blue hat!
Oh, Thomas, don't throw.
What's the policeman called in cartoons?
They're called policemen.
Oh. In Noddy, what's the policeman called? PC?
Selby.
PC Selby. Oh yes, Postman Pat it's PC Selby, but Noddy it's PC Plod, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Do you like Noddy?
Hmm?
I like Noddy actually. What's Big Ears is in Noddy?
Yes,
is
that right? Yes.
Somebody
turned it off because we don't need it off. Noddy, the little man in the yellow. What is it, red and yellow car? No, we can't have the television on now, Thomas.
Okay, well,
I'm taking on the watch. No, you can't. There's nothing on at the moment.
What's your favourite programme, Thomas?
The Tweenies.
The Tweenies?
I love Bella.
You love Bella? Do you like the Teletubbies or not?
Yes.
No, I don't.
Oh, Thomas, how do you do?
You only like the tweenies. What are the tweenies called?
Bella,
Fizz
and Milo and Jake.
Ah, oh, Milo.
Bella, Milo, Fizz and Jake.
Is it Milo that says Sooney Dooney?
No, Super Hooper. Super.
Let me see if I can put you on video.
The video's not on.
Oh, you do like Teletubbies, Thomas. What do we have to do?
Look at this one!
What is that?
It's a big fire engine.
Don't throw that down.
That is a big fire engine, isn't it?
Hurry it round, don't throw it down. Oops, what's your head?
Where did you get that from, Thomas? Did your mummy buy you that?
No. I say a large fire engine.
Where did you get that from, Thomas?
I don't know.
You do? When did it come?
A Christmas present.
Christmas present. Who from?
Father Christmas.
Father Christmas.
Santa.
Santa.
Yes. Did Santa bring you that this year?
Yes.
Wow.
Do you like... Nina! Nina!
Shh. Well, that fire engine was actually a present from Uncle Frank. When we were talking about it the other day, you thought the fish had bought you the fire engine because you were getting mixed up between Uncle Frank. An auntie friend,
aren't
you?
Nino, Nino!
Fireman Sam? I think your mummy's on fire.
Yeah. Nino, Nino, Nino!
We've got four quickly. Fire engines, haven't we?
Let's go and put your mum out. Oh, we haven't got those.
Yes, we've got four or five fire engines. Five, I think. Oh, that's better. Am I all wet now?
Yes, yeah, soaking wet.
Soaking wet.
But at least you're not burning, eh?
Moon's on fire again!
Quickly!
Nino, Nino, when the fire again,
it's one! Ooh, I'm all wet.
Fireman Sam, it's her shoes that are on fire.
Yeah.
She didn't do the wash.
Moon's on fire again!
Her glasses are on fire! Fireman Sam, well done.
What do you say to the fireman? You've done a
great job.
You've done a good job.
You've done a good job.
You said that to the fireman when they came to Fred and Rachel's house, didn't you?
Oh, you said it, did you?
What is on fire?
He went to the fire engine and he said, you've done a good job.
There you go. Let's see what else is on fire.
What did they do? Put you in their cab?
Yes, look.
Yeah, so
Thomas,
look.
Jess is
on fire.
On
fire.
The wall's on fire.
Quickly.
Nina, Nina, Nina.
Quickly, Thomas.
Fireman
Sam.
Shh. Julie could be firefighter Penny Morris.
Oh, is there a lady?
Yes.
Firefighter.
Penny Morris is the lady firefighter.
Fireman Sam, quickly. Jess is on fire.
Yes. Nina, Nina.
Where's Jess? Oh,
Nina, Nina. Quickly.
Quickly, quickly.
Fireman Sam, this is a difficult one. Jess is still not out. Her tail's on fire. Her nose is on fire. You know what we need now? We need
the bear, probably.
We need the ambulance.
The wall's on fire!
Quick. Oh no, that's the police car. That is an ambulance.
We've got an ambulance, haven't we?
Have you got an ambulance?
Should I go and
get
an ambulance?
The wall's on fire!
The wall again? Quickly. Do we need the police as well?
No, no! Oh, no.
This is hard work.
I want to fly again!
No!
Nina, Nina!
Fireman Sam, I think we need the police car and the ambulance.
No. No. I need a water fire.
The water fire again?
What's about the fire guard or this cupboard?
Do you think the fire's on fire?
Nina, Nina.
Quickly.
Nina's not ready yet.
Oh, we have to go back to the station. Look here, Thomas. In here. This is the station. Okay, we'll wait here until we get a call
from someone.
Lena, not great.
How long, sir? It's probably about it.
No, actually, is it? 1 minute.
Oh, that's 40.
Lena,
Jean? Station. Look, this one here.
Yes.
Or the view of the camera.
Yes.
This is
it. How's that?
That's a good fire station. Because Thomas, really, this old fire station has been on fire now and it's broken. So we need a new one.
Burnt down.
It is burnt down.
Present unerected.
Are you saying present and correct, sir?
But let's get right.
Who is saying present and correct?
A fireman is a correct siren. Present on a wreck, sir, it's me. Present on a wreck, sir. Right next. Ding-a-ling-a-ling. The walls on fire.
The walls on fire again. I think that,
Tell Janine where you went when we went to see Grandma in New York on Saturday.
What's that strange sound? Who's hurt?
My wall's on fire!
The wall's on fire, okay.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Oops, I didn't mean to press that. Where's my fire engine gone, Thomas?
It's here.
Oh, brilliant. Okay. Right, we'll have to get a call. Hello, Fireman Sam?
It's me.
Hello, the wall's on fire.
Yes.
Quickly, let's go.
Nino, Nino, Nino!
Are you present and correct?
Yes.
Good job done.
I'm surprised you're not wearing your yellow helmet, Thomas. You haven't even needed your torch, have you?
No. Oops,
is that by accident? Ring, 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 ring. Ring, 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 ring.
It's ring, Fireman ring. Sam again.
Hello, Fireman Sam. Hello, Fireman Sam. The rocking horse is on fire.
The wall's on fire yet.
No, the wall's been put out, but quickly, get to the rocking horse. Its hair is on fire, quickly.
Okay. Nina, Nina, Nina!
Nina,
Nina. Nina!
Hello, we need more backup. Fireman Sam, quickly.
They're not backup like that. Suddenly realised we've made these reversing noises.
Fireman Sam, quickly. Fireman Sam, I think we need Postman Pat to clear all this up because
the wall's on fire.
Is it? How quickly?
Mama.
Oh no! I keep pressing that by accident.
Is it now? Quickly.
Nina, 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 Nina.
Nina.
Shh. Fireman Sam, have you managed to do all the put the fire out?
A rocking horse is on fire.
Quickly, I'm the policeman, I better go too. Has somebody set the rocking horse on fire?
Yes.
Was it Jean? So I think I better go and arrest her.
Right,
you
weren't doing anything else.
Nina, 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 quickly, you go first.
Nina, Nina!
I think she meant to go this way.
Yes, I think so, yes. Nina, Nina.
Nina, Nina. Nina. Psh. And finally, go went.
Thomas, what's this for?
It's a rabbit.
I think that maybe you need to push the ladder up and go and put the hair and fire out of the hair.
Lulu!
Shh.
Whoosh! Whoosh!
What's the song for Fireman Sam, Thomas?
Fireman Sam, I don't remember the words. Fireman Sam, I only know. Sam is a hill next door. Unique, Fireman Sam.
Wow, that's
Fireman
Sam is a hill next door.
Sam is here and next door is about all we can remember, isn't it?
Robin's hair's on the next door. It's on fire.
Dobbin's hair's on fire.
Who's Dobbin's?
Dobbin is the rocking horse.
Oh, Dobbin's the rocking horse.
It's
oh,
on fire. Fire.
Mermaid.
Thomas, who's that on top of Dobbin?
It's got Barrow.
Barrow.
Barrow? What's Barrow?
Because this time last year, or perhaps the year before, when Thomas was only just learning to talk, every time he heard a dog bark, he used to say, Barrow, Barrow.
Oh, it's called Barrow. Barrow. That's a good name for a dog.
And Barrow went, mum.
There's a little story behind Barrow, isn't there? Because we went, Thomas and I went somewhere one day, and there was a little stall, and they were selling things. And Thomas saw the dog and said he wanted the dog. And the man actually gave it to us without charging any money, didn't he? And we found out afterwards that a little girl called Jennifer had been knocked down. And some builders who were working on a building site near her home, so it happened that they were very upset and they bought her the
dog. And a wall on fire! Ding-a-ling-a-ling!
And when she was feeling better and she grew up, she no longer needed the doggy, so she put it on the stall and it came to you.
Oh, Bow Wow's given Bow Wow
a lot of advice. The world on fire!
Oh, no. Is that a battery in there?
Shh.
Nina, I've got a flying fire engine. It comes over and puts the fire out from the sky. Do you believe me?
No. This is a big flying fire engine! Nina! Nina!
Shh! It would be nice to go and get Barrow.
First, look at the fire engine sirens.
If Barrow was looking at the fire engine siren?
Look, the ladder went down.
Yes, the ladder went down.
What do they use the ladders for?
Rescue somebody.
Rescue somebody?
In high places.
In high places, yeah.
Do you know they sometimes rescue cats from trees?
Yes.
If Purdy was caught in a tree?
Yes.
We might rescue Purdy.
Found him near a fire engine cab.
What's Bow Wow doing? Has Bow Wow been run over?
No.
No?
No sniffing.
So, why is it sniffing?
Because it just
wants
to smell sirens.
Wants to smell the sirens.
Does Bow Wow, do you want to smell the siren on this?
Bow Wow
bouncing and it sniffed.
Bow Wow's beautiful.
Bow Wow's had a couple of washes, hasn't he? Grandpa's had an operation, stitched him up because he was falling to bits. But he needs another wash now, actually. He looks a bit grubby again, Thomas.
Bow Wow's got a coat like snow.
Yes.
Isn't it, Thomas? It's beautiful.
Ooh. I'll
hold Barrow, yes, Barrow had an operation there.
And I'll hold Jess.
A wood on fire, ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Psh! Psh! Fireman Sam, I've put it out, it's okay.
Wood on fire again!
Impossible!
I found a wind, whoosh!
Thomas, is Jess this shaped in Postman Pat?
Yeah.
There's Jess.
So it's not this shape, really, is it?
Like, that is actually a neck hugger for when you're travelling in the car.
Oh, my, yes. Wow!
Yes, he had that when he was a baby.
Susan, does go around your neck like that.
Yes, it is a neck hugger, yes.
Oh, that's quite nice, really, isn't it?
Burn your wings.
Jess is more like a snake.
And he's popped. Yeah!
I can't really get him on the video when he's going around. Shall we read the post from Pat Bob?
Ding-a-ling-a-ling, the wall's on fire!
It's this wall, though.
Yes. Yeah.
Shh! Quickly, Fireman Sam, over here.
Shh! Nina, Nina! With a fireman. Slowly.
Really slowly.
Fireman Sam, Jess is stuck on a tree.
Yes.
Can you save Jess?
Yes.
Yes,
meow.
Of course I can.
It's too high up.
Is it?
What about if... Can we get up here?
Yeah. Fireman Sam, take his ladder off the engine.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's clever.
And Fireman Sam, hold Jesse's ears and we're done.
Fireman Sam, what well done. You're my hero.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah, the train, not the fireman.
Good job, Fireman Sam. Well done. You're my hero.
Fireman Sam, you say, welcome.
Oh, Fireman Sam says you're welcome.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you, Fireman Sam.
No, Jess is stuck.
Jess is a naughty cat, because look, Jess is stuck here.
Yes.
Meow! Quickly, okay. Fireman Sam!
Nina, Nina!
Meow, help me!
Have to whip up.
How are you going to reach Jess all the way up here?
First, take off his ladders.
Very good.
First, I'm climbed up there on his shoes and it's just like it.
He climbed up his shoes.
Oh,
oops.
Oh! Meow, help me.
Fireman, I hold Jess's tail and rescue.
Rescue? Fireman Sam, you're my hero. Thank you.
Fireman Sam put us in his bicycle. Safely and sound.
Safely and sound, that's right. I think you mean safe and sound.
Are you going to take Jess home for me now?
Yes.
That's good. Where does Jess live? What do you know what the place is called where Jess lives? What's it called?
Greendale.
And that's where Mrs. Goggins lives, isn't it, as well?
Oh,
thank you. Oh, that's a nice family.
He's looking very important.
He can dance.
That's a big bear say.
So what a big bear say?
Oh, Andy, a big bear! I'm being a snake!
You're being a snake. Be careful, darling, be careful.
How are you going to be a snake?
A big long snake!
Do you want to get to your toy box?
A big long tail! I be one losses with each
one. Say, excuse me, please, Janine. You know which drawer the snakes
are in? Everybody, I can't see a snake.
No, I can't see a snake. Can you, Janine?
No, I can't see a snake, Jean.
No.
Is there a snake?
Janine and Jean.
No.
There should be a snake somewhere.
I'm quite scared of snakes, Jean.
Yes, I am. Janine. Thomas Henry, is there a snake there?
Yeah.
Could I have a look, please? He is a snake.
It's not a snake, is it? Yeah. What a long snake as well. Look at the tail on that snake. Yes.
There
you go. That's a frightening tongue.
And he's got some wiggly feet.
He's got some wiggly feet?
And
a tail,
and on the willy, and on
Tommy. Willy into Tommy?
Yeah.
That's a strange snake.
And Fat Bottom.
Fat Bottom.
And he's got a nose.
Has he got a little nose? Aww. What else has he got?
He's got a chin and on his eyes. On his ears!
He's got a chin on his ears.
He sounds a very handsome snake to me.
Yeah, it's disappeared.
It's disappeared, you know, no.
I wasn't frightened of that snake. Were you, Gina?
No, it was quite nice.
Then, your sound.
What sound does a snake make?
Then, you made a crocodile.
Oh, a crocodile.
Oh.
What does a crocodile do?
Okay.
Snap!
Snap went the crocodile.
Like this time, isn't it, in front? Do I make a big crocodile?
Are you tired?
No.
Do you want to come for a little sit on Mummy's knee?
Yes.
I go to bed with a snake or a spider or a crocodile or whatever. Aww. Thomas says when we go to bed. Hello.
How are you? I'm fine.
Are you? What are you now, darling?
Pussycat.
You're a pussycat? Oh. What's your name?
Uncle Purdy.
You're called Purdy, are you? Purdy's at the vets, isn't she?
Yeah, the real Purdy.
The real Purdy's at the vets, yes. What's happening to Purdy today?
She's been sick.
She's been sick, yes. We've had to take her to the hospital. But she's not well, is she?
Oh, it's Purdy.
That Purdy went with it?
Yeah.
Do you like to look at your postman pattern book now?
Oh, for a fireman said, a wood on fire!
Oh no!
Once again.
Thomas, who are those photos of up there? Who's that handsome boy up there? It's you, isn't it? Is that Thomas when he's young as well?
Yes.
Aww.
2 hours old.
He's so young, isn't it? You can tell.
Yeah, first time I ever dressed. I didn't know what to do with all the poppers.
He's hardly recognisable from that photo. Is he? Or can you recognise him? Yes, you can do.
Yeah.
Water fire, ding-a-ling-a-ling!
Shh. Your hair looked a little bit messy there when you were born, didn't it?
Oh, that water fire!
That woman?
No, your fire engine's the heater. That fire engine.
You like me to have that one because it makes a sound and you know I always press it by accident. It's good that though, isn't it? It makes a nice sound.
Meow. Flying fire engine.
Do you believe there's fire engines?
A wall of fire there, but a siren!
You want the siren, don't you?
Yes, I love siren. I wish I'd be a fireman.
Do you wish you were a fireman?
Yes.
Perhaps you can be a fireman when you grow up, yeah?
Yeah.
Would you like that?
Be for a sweetie man. Or a sweetie man.
Or a sweetie man. Selling sweets in the sweet shop.
Oh, I'd like to be a sweetie woman. And eat sweets all day.
Yeah, something.
Thomas, be careful.
Thomas, be careful. Come here, please. What are you going to get?
No, it's a thing.
What's that?
It's a box for sweets.
It's a box for sweets. Let me lift you over. There you go.
One of my shares selling shop.
Excuse me.
What sort of sweets do you sell, Mr. Sweetman?
I sell magic gems.
Magic gems?
Magic gems, the little biscuits gems. Midget gems.
I sell Smarties too.
Do you sell
Smarties too?
Jelly babies, please.
I might not got any jelly babies.
Oh, jelly babies.
Do you sell Smarties?
Yes, I got some Smarties in the big cupboard.
Oh.
At least I have some some jelly babies.
We haven't had any jelly babies, have we?
Do you want me to bring you some jelly babies next time I come?
Yeah.
What do you say?
You can put them in here.
Yes.
Would you like that?
Yes.
Would you like some Smarties?
I need some Smarties in here now.
Would you like some Smarties?
Well, I want some in here. In the container.
In the container? Oh, that's clever.
I bet they won't stay in the container for very long, will they? I mean, Thomas's tummy. Or they'll be in Jean's tummy, probably.
Shall I go and get some?
Yes.
What did you say?
It's nice,
Mummy. Aww. Your mummy's good to you, isn't she?
Yes.
She's a lovely mummy, isn't she?
Yes.
You're a lucky boy.
Mum's a lovely girl.
Mum's a lovely girl. Is Mummy your favourite girl? She must be.
We're best friends, aren't we, Thomas?
You and your mum are best friends, yeah?
And Daddy.
You, Daddy and Mummy, all best friends?
Yes.
Well, you're very lucky, aren't you? Yes. Lucky best friends.
Mummy!
Yes,
darling.
Do you want me to do that?
Yes.
Is Isabel a best friend as well?
Yes.
Tell me about Isabel. What's she like?
I love her.
You love Isabel? This is really cool. What does your mummy keep in here? Oh, you slide on. Look. You see here it says slide.
There.
Yeah?
There.
You stay here. In case you're not the video. Oh. Be careful, Thomas.
Come on, I'll bring her through. You go back to Ginny and I'll bring her through.
Okay.
Thomas, you be careful of the wire. That's it. Oh, it's frightening me.
There.
Come here. You can sit. You can tell me about what you're going to do this afternoon.
I eat a sweet.
You're eating sweets all afternoon?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yes.
What are your favourite type of sweets?
I love jelly cocktails and springs.
You like
jelly crocodiles?
Jelly crocodiles.
When we go to the station to watch the trains, there's a sweet shop opposite, isn't there? And we go and buy jelly crocodiles. There aren't a lot of Smarties in there.
Do you like Smarties?
Yes.
Did you like the cream eggs I brought you?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like those?
Yes.
I hope you said thank you. They're very sweet, aren't they?
Thank you.
Yes. You going to put them in the container?
Yes. There. Finish.
It wasn't a full packet, was it? Well, it was, but not now.
Which colour's your favourite, Thomas?
I love blue.
You love blue?
Yeah.
I like the orange ones.
I like the orange ones. You can buy just orange Smarties, did you know that?
No, I got an orange Smarties Easter egg.
Oh, wow.
2 packets of Smarties with just orange ones.
Gosh.
And an orange egg as well.
You what?
Can I have an orange one?
You're
not green. Oh, you're right, Thomas. That was delicious. You're a clever boy, aren't you?
He likes orange. Could you need an orange one?
I don't mind, really.
As long as you don't mind it being finger fed. I think I've just had a
shot. Your mummy likes orange ones.
Mm. I've got red. Thank you, Thomas.
I love purple.
You said you liked blue before. Mine, I suppose. Blue's quite like purple, isn't it?
Look, I got red too!
Do you deliver sweeties, do you, sweetie and ma'am? Can you deliver some more to your mummy?
Oh, he's gone straight
past. Oh, I
bought
you.
Oh, dear. When your swimmer went to ground. You play a tune like the ice cream man, sweetie man. What does the ice cream man play?
Pat.
Oh, gosh, this is clever. I know what he plays. He plays the teddy bear's picnic, doesn't he? Is that what you're trying to do now?
Oh, right. Very good. Play me the teddy bear's picnic then, Thomas.
Press a button.
Very good.
That's very good.
Yeah.
Making a reflection.
It's a lovely song, that one, isn't it? Can you sing that for me, Thomas?
You hold it.
I'll hold it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Do you know the words?
He does, actually. Everywhere, the sun and the walls together. That's too low.
Go back, Doctor!
Or give it to Janine. Oh!
Oh, Jean, I think I can hear the sweetie man coming.
Yes,
you?
I can.
Brilliant!
I bet he's parked up somewhere eating the orange Smarties himself, don't you?
No, I don't think so.
I bet he is.
Hello, can I order some sweeties, please?
I got some in my back lorry.
Excellent.
My favourite sweeties are Smarties.
That would be nice, a sweetie, do you
know? I know, that's what I was just thinking.
I think the ice cream ones sell sweets. I'm sure they sell fizzy drinks.
No, but to your door would be fantastic, wouldn't it? If you can get on the telephone and order your sweets. Yeah.
I've got
Oh, my favourite. Thomas, you're such a nice boy, aren't you? You made me a very happy girl today.
Yeah.
Sweetie Express.
Yeah.
Sweets to go.
Sweetie.
No
sweeties for mummy.
Sweetie
books.
No sweeties
for mummy.
No sweeties
for mummy.
Why isn't mummy having a sweet?
No, because I
do
not want one.
Oh, I think I do actually. I'd love a sweet.
I'll roll it when.
Oh, here's the sound of Sweetie Man coming.
I hope he's got some Smarties on his bum. He has.
On his lorry.
On his lorry.
Wow, Sweetie Lorry. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's my container.
That's very clever.
Your container. Are you going to sing the teddy bear's picnic?
You are.
Well, thank you. Look. Not only delivered to your door, but delivered to your
mouth. To your mouth, yes.
Service with a smile.
Oh, he is. He makes a lovely delivery man, don't you, Thomas?
Sweeterman, I'm getting a smile for him.
Getting a smarty for the sweeter man himself?
I think you deserve one.
You've worked hard today.
He's got a red one.
Has he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's nice. Thomas, have you got a little joke to tell Janine?
Well?
Tell Janine your joke. It's very funny, isn't it? Eat your Smarties and tell Janine your joke.
Oh, I can't wait. I love jokes. Have you been telling... Are you a comedian?
Yeah.
You've been telling jokes?
Yeah. Let's tell this joke.
Let's see your joke then.
It's gone.
No, Thomas, the runaway train joke.
Ding dong, circle now. Been the runaway train being cancelled. Been the one of the bosses that dead.
I'll explain.
What?
He's making an announcement at the station. Ding dong, the runaway train has been cancelled.
Then where's the buses instead?
So we're laying on some runaway buses instead.
Oh, very good. Where did you learn that joke, Thomas?
The runaway train. So we were learning the runaway train song and he came up with a joke, didn't he?
Oh, he made it up himself. Oh, that's very good, Thomas.
The runaway train came down the hill and she blew.
Woo!
The runaway train came down the hill and she blew. Is it a sweetie train?
Is it a runaway sweetie train?
Yeah. So you're going to tell Janine your joke once more now she understands.
Ding dong, third call now. Been a runaway bus is dead then.
Oh, brilliant, that's lucky, isn't it?
Runaway bus is a funny joke.
I think you're going to be a comedian when you're older, Thomas. Yes.
Don't worry about those, Janine.
That's funny.
I wonder what you will be when you grow up, Thomas.
There's lots of big men,
yes.
Builders like Bob.
Oh. You're going to be a builder, are you?
What would you like him to be doing?
Yeah, I don't mind. As long as you're helping, I don't mind what you're doing.
Aww.
But it's kind of red and pink.
As long as you do something that you can keep me in my old age. Which you won't. You'll probably go around the world and ignore you, won't you?
He's eating his sweeties.
Is he?
He's having his tablets.
Oh, they like tablets.
Aww.
But you've dribbled on your... Who had tablets on Saturday?
Bella Bilby
has tablets, didn't he? He had some blue and red tablets, actually.
It's
is that your dad?
Yeah.
It's true, and not feeling well.
Is he not? Oh, well, better have a tablet then. Hadn't you?
And a cup of coffee.
A tablet and a cup of coffee? Wow. Try and get train man's not feeling very well. He's having a tablet and a cup of coffee.
Oh,
I suddenly feel a bit. Oh, I feel I've come over all funny.
Oh, no wonder. I know what your mummy wants. She wants a tablet as well.
Would you like a tablet?
Yes, I've got a bit of a headache.
Yes, she is.
But yeah.
Well, if only I had a tablet to make my head better.
I know.